This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:06. It is Friday. Friday morning. Gotta get down on Friday. Have a great
It's May.
It is also May. It's May 7th. You were just gonna use that up this month. You gotta get a June one ready.
You only got like, what, 23 more days?
Something like
that. Oh, is that all? Oh, that's too bad.
That's in sync, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I'll look that up. Then I can play it by myself.
Our beloved Justin.
It's gonna be May.
And don't forget, it's a Friday with a meeting right after work. I mean,
oh my God, those are the best kind of Fridays. Like, we get to do our show, we have a ball doing a Friday show, and then we get to talk to our boss. He's gonna love this next part. We're gonna test the phone line. We have our best mom ever.
That's
we're gonna
right.
reward that today. So someone is gonna get the news that they're our winner, and we'll find out who submitted them and hear the entry, and it's very exciting. Winner's been chosen. We're going to name the radio station after this particular mom, this year's best mom ever, on Sunday, on Mother's Day. And the phone call is going to sound something like this. Let's check it, guys.
All right.
See if we can get this phone call on the air. We've worked this all. We're just, boy, Nicole and
Brenner. You
feel
good about the name? You like it? You don't have to say.
Hi.
Who's this?
Am I the best mom ever?
No,
I don't know. Bryn.
You are actually Bryn, and you're not our winner.
Oh, I was going to say, what the hell?
Don't be sad, though. I'm
sure
you're still
a good... I feel like I have a little more volume from you guys.
Oh, you need a little more volume from us?
What?
Yeah, I'd like some more volume from you guys, but if anything, I can just ask Bryn to have him call me instead, because...
Okay, it works. Right, I think we've determined that it does work. Fantastic.
It does.
Yeah, exactly. Fade that girl out. You would be a great mom, Bryn. Anyway, it looks
that
like it works.
That person was a delight.
They were. What a great winner.
Very
they were
fun.
So gentle and sweet. That would be a good person to have for a mom.
So are we calling this person right now or what?
No, 9 o'clock. We're testing the line.
Okay.
We haven't used the phone for so long that we're like,
I kind of forgot what to do. So
we
which buttons to press.
We tested it during the break, but then there was a whole thing with it. Bryn started talking about auxiliary thing feeds and buses. Let's just try it on the air. It'll be fine. It'll be a Friday delight. It worked. Hooray. You know what? Engineering. It's a whole thing that I don't get. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the best mom ever. Make sure you're tuned in at 9 o'clock and find out which lucky mom's going to have the radio station named after her on Mother's Day. She's going to stay at the Claremont. And thanks. Wasn't it Fremont? Fremont Bank was the sponsor for this thing. I love that. God, they're nice people over there. New music's out on Fridays, and we're going to start with a brand new record from Weezer.
Oh, yeah.
Inspired by hard rock, and they've dedicated it to the late Eddie Van Halen. This whole record, it's called Van Weezer. So right there is a nod.
All right.
Right in the title. I will say, because we did hear a song or two from this, it's less rocking than you think. It's more
It's pretty
Weezer.
Weak, actually. Yeah. It's
a little more
it
Weezer.
It doesn't sound anything like I expected. He even talks about being a shredder and someone who learned guitar during that 80s shredding guitar thing. And then you hear it and you go, eh?
I don't know. All right. Did you find something super? Let's start with something super rocking from Van Weezer, the new Weezer album.
No,
that is too
bad.
But
you know, it sounds like Weezer, and it's good. So I'll just
say that. Okay, but yeah, still, I was expecting like Weezer on steroids. You know.
Yeah. So here's I think you guys heard the first one that I'm about to play. It's called "I Need Some of That." Here it is.
When I was just a little punk, daydreaming of my escape. Plugging into a Marshall stack, I can be anything I want.
I need some of that.
It's just what I need.
I need some of that.
We'll be riding out 10 speeds.
I need some of that.
Even if we blow up, we're never gonna grow up. This is where it's at.
It is a great Weezer song.
It is. Yeah, I like
but
it.
It's not anything like it's been sold at all.
He dropped Aerosmith in there.
Yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Did he say just what I needed? Like, isn't that like a reference to a Cars song, I guess? Oh, there it is. Oh, no. It was in the last one. Anyway.
Some of that.
There's one of them. Let me hear another. Nothing more rocking than that, huh?
Here's the end of the game.
All right.
There it is.
Oh.
Hey Susie, where you been today? I'm looking for you everywhere. No sign of you when I wake up. I'm on an island with no sun. I feel like I've known you my whole life. You got me crying like when Aslan died.
Now like when Aslan died?
Yeah. Here we go.
You know what's funny? Like, this is pretty, you know, but then he's all Rivers Cuomo the whole time. Like,
right.
It's,
no,
it's
exactly.
Very,
Very okay. Weezer is what
very
it is.
Very Weezer. You're right. it's really a Weezer album that they dedicated to Eddie Van Halen. It's not influenced by him. He says it has a hard rock vibe. Not really. Okay, let's hear one more.
Here's a hero. Oh, here it is. Sorry about that.
I'm an outcast.
Well, everybody needs a hero.
Oh, this is good.
I've heard this.
Yeah.
All
right, that's kind of rocking.
Yeah. Still Rivers, though. Which is nothing wrong with that if you're listening for a Weezer album, but I'm listening for a Van Halen album. Yeah, I love Weezer. I do really like this.
Uh-huh.
Did you grab anything else, or was it just the
I have
three?
One more if you want it.
Sure,
it's
yeah,
called
yeah.
Precious Metal Girl.
Oh.
Oh, my precious metal girl, my best friend in the world.
Oh.
Look like you could have been in Faster Pussycat in your leather jacket with the patches on the back. You're my metal girl.
Oh, I should have just kicked in right there with ba ba da da da. Yeah, some metal.
Yeah. It's weird to do a song about a precious metal girl with just like on an acoustic guitar.
So soft and sweet, right? Yeah.
Well, but it seems like he mentions metal bands. Faster Pussycat was a metal band, so that's what he's saying, but
he's
I don't
mentioning
see how
all these
that...
hard rocking bands, but not a.
Right. Whatever.
It's an ode. And they're doing it Weezer style. They can't do anything the way you want them to do it. They got to do it their way. There you go. Van Weezer, their 15th album that's dedicated to Eddie Van Halen. Van Weezer from Weezer. Okay, now listen. I know you don't like Heart, all right? I know you don't.
Oh.
But there's a couple things on here that I think are really going to get your attention. So You and Me is the name of a new record just from Nancy Wilson from Heart.
She is the guitar player of the band.
She's the blonde, yeah.
Right.
To Weezer.
Oh, sure. Go back to Weezer.
They just did. I mean, the reason why I think you guys expected them to do this and have success doing another style is because it did Africa and it sounded exactly like.
Right. Well, they did a whole album of covers that you know.
It sounded so accurate that we were like, wow, they can imitate anybody.
Right.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, that's quite all right. It's true. I when I heard that they were doing a Van Halen tribute album, I really expected it to be full of Van Halen songs.
Right, because... and again, I'm telling you, I read a lot of stuff, and he talks about how he came up during the 80s, you know, rock thing and learned guitar and was a shredder. I truly expected it to have at least some kind of element of right. 80s mm-hmm. metal to it, and there's nothing yeah. there. So whatever, yeah. I'm not mad at the guy, just he sold
I'm
something different.
Yeah. I really wanted it to be something completely else. All right, so Nancy Wilson from Heart. If you were familiar with Heart, you know that they're a pair of sisters, the Wilson sisters, and with the raven hair and the incredible voice. And Nancy, who does occasionally sing songs on Heart albums, this is her first official solo album. It's called You and Me. It's a mix of originals and covers of other acts. So she does like a Cranberries cover. She does a Bruce Springsteen cover. But she also has some collaborations with like Taylor Hawkins, Duff McKagan, Sammy Hagar. There's a bunch of people on. In fact, I think Sammy, this isn't their first collaboration because they did a song together on a Sammy album one time called like I Need an Island or Give Me an Island, I seem to recall. So we're going to roll through a few of these. I want to start with the cover of Pearl Jam's Daughter. Let's hear how this sounds. Nancy
trying to
Wilson.
See if I could find the Nancy Wilson and
Sammy, the previous one.
Yeah, is it Comfortably Numb?
No,
no. All right, whatever. All right, I'll start with that one. It's called it's the cover of Daughter, right?
Okay, yeah.
The mother reads aloud. The child tries to understand it. She tries
Stop
to
it! Give it a second.
The shades go down, it's in her head. Painted room.
Oh, God.
Stop it.
There's something wrong.
It's going to kick in right here.
It's a catastrophe.
Don't call me that, my picture. The picture kept with you in my
All right, you know what?
Well, Vinny's right.
Defend that. Go ahead.
I can't. I really can't. All right.
All right. How about down breaks down here? Maybe you might love this part. Oh wow! What a change up. Yeah.
Yeah. He says. Yeah. No. The answer's no, Brit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a no. Still, she put her own spin on it. At least it's a cover that's. Okay, turn it off. You gotta turn
Stop
it, off.
It Sarah.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn
I'm
off.
Trying. I'm trying to defend her. Okay. Oh.
Look at her, she's Let's hear her open up again.
She will rise above.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah, this is for someone. We got Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, right? Isn't Duff a Guns N' Roses guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, he's the bass player.
Taylor Hawkins, the drummer for the Foo Fighters. He also does vocals on this. It's called Party at the Angel Ballroom. And she said they're having a blast on this. It's a party in heaven, so we can party like hell. Oh my God, this is awful. Okay. Enough of that one.
Oh, listen to that progression.
It's horrible. That is horrible. God damn it. I really was hoping this would be.
She had me pull so many songs, too. Pull this one, pull that one. Here's
well,
another one.
I'm like, this is going to be great. We're going to
love
this.
It sounds like they ruined a Pink Floyd song. Why don't you play that one?
Yeah, did you say Comfortably Numb is on
no,
this?
That was on. That was a previous one that she did with Sammy.
She. Look, I got to hear that. I'm sorry, but Comfortably Numb, one of the great Pink Floyd songs, is... You're telling me Sammy...
It's a live version is what I see, though. Do you want me just to play it for you?
Sure.
All right. Here it is.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, boy. All right.
I mean, it's alive. That sounds fun, I guess. I don't know. People like Pink Floyd. Let me hear the one that she did with Sammy on this one.
It's called The Boxer.
Oh, wait, this... This is a Simon and Garfunkel song.
It's a weird mix.
It's like real heavy drums. Like, I can't even hear the vocals.
It's like she's whispering.
Let me hear. Is he just singing on the chorus?
He's only on the chorus, exactly. Yeah, where he just kind of.
He does the la di da.
Even that's buried, you know?
It's really upside down mix. That's weird. All right, what else did I make you grab on this one I'm sorely regretting now?
This one's not so bad. This is Dreams, the cover from
Cranberries. The Cranberries cover. Okay, let's hear this. With Vinny loves the Cranberries.
Liv Warfield.
My mom always said, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Let's move on to Bebe Rexha. We got her second album out today. Her guests include Travis Barker, Doja Cat, Rick Ross, Ty Dolla Sign, Lil Uzi Vert, and it's called Better Mistakes. Let's hear what Bebe Rexha sounded like.
Here's
the
one with Doja Cat. It's called Baby, I'm Jealous. Yeah, I'm jealous.
Ugly, 'cause insecurity told me you don't love me. All it takes is a girl above me on your timeline to make me nothing. This is me, a woman in dichotomy. I love me until I don't. Baby, I'm jealous of the pictures.
I love that little guitar riff.
Jelly on a plate. Sunny side up, I got egg on my face. Waist train of all a tinier waist, but I can't help it if I like the way food tastes. Hey, this is me.
Back to BB.
That's cool. I mean, maybe it's just in comparison to the Nancy Wilson record, but
yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Anything else you want to hear off that? Because I want
to
get
act to follow. Huh?
Yeah.
Here's the one I liked. It's with Travis Barker.
Okay.
Break My Heart Myself.
This is BB Rexha.
All right, let me jump ahead.
Okay.
1 second.
Is he just drumming on this, or is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah, it is cool. It's definitely got a sound. It's funny, too, because, like, talk about drums high in the mix. And they actually sound like electronic drums.
Yeah, it does.
But they're so not messy that they the
clean
vocal can come through.
Awesome. Okay. So you wanted to get to the next one?
I do. I want the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. I like them. This is their 11th album, When God Was Great, with spaces in between each thing. So here we go.
The Final Parade. Fade away and disappear. They went on for so many years. We were much happier then.
Party music, you know, you hear it in a bar and you'd be like,
that's
oh,
what you
yeah,
expect
yeah.
from those yeah, guys, right?
Exactly. It's not really, it's not blowing my skirt up or anything, but it's sounds good. There you go. That's
fun.
The new,
I yeah, like that.
Fun.
Blowing that's my skirt new, up. That's cute.
Oh, is that okay? And do we want to, should we glimpse this Coldplay single?
Oh, I didn't
yeah.
Oh,
I thought that isn't the station playing the heck out of it already?
Yeah,
I think so, but I haven't heard it yet, so I want to hear this. Okay. Coldplay's Higher Power. So they actually they premiered it. To premiere it, they sent it up to, I guess they did a video chat with one of the guys up on the International Space Station and then played it. So they debuted it in space, kind of. The very first play that the public had was from the ISS, which is, you know, it's kind of neat. Got them a little attention.
It's all right, you say. I got my hands up shaking just to let you know that you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and she really saw what I wanna know.
That's a Coldplay song. There you go. It's a brand new song from Coldplay. So there's some of the
new. She loves it, everyone.
I do. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure Jane will tell me that I do. So I do. I agree with Jane, whatever Jane says. Plus, you know, it's hard. You hear something for the first time, you go, I don't know if I like it or not.
So oh, I do. I know I love it.
Oh, great. Oh, that's what I meant to say.
I'm 1,000% sold on that song. That I can't wait to be done talking so I can listen to the whole thing.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, well, yeah, you own all the songs, so go for it. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, after I listen to Coldplay, I'm going to try to tell you some stories. That's next.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.